This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. The Central Coast's number one cash crop is taking a hit from an environmental watchdog group for what it calls an excessive use of pesticides. As KCBX reporter Karen Garcia explains, strawberries are now at the top of an undesirable list.
The Environmental Working Group released its Dirty Dozen produce list this week, ranking strawberries as number one for detectable pesticide residue. It's the first time in the list's 15 years of being published that strawberries took the top spot. They bumped apples to second place, which held the number one spot for 5 years running. According to the group, 98% of strawberries tested by the USDA in 2014 had detectable pesticide residue. Bill Walker is the group's investigations editor and says the chemicals for strawberries fall into two categories.
It's not only the pesticide residues, but the vast amount of fumigant gases which are used to prepare the soil for planting, which can drift off to the farm fields into adjoining neighborhoods or schools.
Walker also pointed out there is encouraging progress by Central Coast strawberry growers to move to organic methods. Locally, the Cal Poly Strawberry Center is working with the California Strawberry Commission to research ways to reduce chemical usage while still controlling pests. Center Director Gerald Holmes says researchers are looking into alternatives for methyl bromide, a fumigant which will no longer be used as of next year.
One alternative is non-chemical, which is the use of cultivars or varieties of strawberry that are resistant to the root rot pathogens that methyl bromide was so important in controlling.
The Environmental Working Group suggests buying organic or pesticide-free versions of items on its Dirty Dozen list when available. Karen Garcia, KCBX News.
And for a look at the entire Dirty Dozen list, head to our website, kcbx.org. Randall White, KCBX News.